AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The president of Harvard University, Claudine Gay, resigned today. There are plagiarism accusations against her and criticism over testimony at a congressional hearing last month where Gay was unable to say unequivocally that calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate the school's conduct policy.
I have sought to confront hate while preserving free expression. This is difficult work. And I know that I have not always gotten it right.
Gay became president at Harvard in July and sowed discord at the Ivy League campus. Police in Rochester, New York are looking for a motive in a fiery crash that killed two people as a New Year's Eve concert was letting out.
Rochester Police Chief David Smith says 35-year-old Michael Avery died Monday night from his injuries. He allegedly aimed his SUV full of gas canisters toward people when the collision with another car happened, causing a blaze. Two people in the other car died and at least nine were injured.
The conversations we've had with his family so far leads us to believe that Avery may have been suffering from possible undiagnosed mental health issues.
Chief Smith says they believe Avery acted alone and there is no nexus to terrorism.
We have not uncovered any information leading us to believe that the actions of Michael Avery on New Year's Eve were motivated by any form of political or social biases.
Audio courtesy WHAM TV, Julie Walker, New York.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden will act in self-defense if the Houthi rebels continue the escalation of maritime conflict linked to the war in Gaza.
I'm certainly not going to get into specifics of our military operations, but the president is always and has always been committed to our service member and protecting our service member abroad, and that's what the president's going to be committed to.
She was on ABC's Good Morning America. Hamas and Hezbollah officials say a top Hamas official has been killed in an explosion near Beirut. This is AP News. New research shows thousands of women signed up for abortion pills in case they needed them.
A research letter published in JAMA Internal Medicine looked at requests for the two pills needed for abortions for women that weren't pregnant. They sought them through Aid Access. That's a European online telemedicine service that prescribes the two pills for future and immediate use. They received over 48,000 requests from across the U.S. from September 2021 through April 2023. Researchers also found that requests were highest right after the news leaked in May of 2022 that the Supreme Court would overturn Roe v. Wade, but before the formal announcement in June. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police say a man was found dead inside an airplane engine at the Salt Lake City Airport after breaching an emergency exit door, walking onto the tarmac, and climbing inside the engine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.